ओके अतचित्तम समादातुम
समादातुम समादातुम समादातुम
न शक्नोषि
न शक्नोषि न शक्नोषि न शक्नोषि
मयि स्थिरम्
मयि स्थिरम् मयि स्थिरम्
अभ्यासयोगेन
अभ्यासयोगेन अभ्यासयोगेन अभ्यासयोगेन
ततो
ततो ततो ततो
मामिच्छाप्तुम्
मामिच्छाप्तुम् मामिच्छाप्तुम् मामिच्छाप्तुम्
धनञ्जय
धनञ्जय धनञ्जय
doubt you have pronunciation very easy right atachittam samadatum
atachittam samadatum atachittam samadatum atachittam samadatum
nasaknoshi mai sthiram
nasaknoshi mai sthiram nasaknoshi mai sthiram nasaknoshi mai sthiram
you don't have your breakfast You had no? Abhyasa yogena tato
Abhyasa yogena tato Abhyasa yogena tato Abhyasa yogena tato
Mamichhaptum dhananjaya
Mamichhaptum dhananjaya Mamichhaptum dhananjaya Mamichhaptum dhananjaya
अतचित्तं समादातुम्
अतचित्तं समादातुम् अतचित्तं समादातुम् अतचित्तं समादातुम्
न शक्नोषि मयि स्थिरम्
न शक्नोषि मयि स्थिरम् न शक्नोषि मयि स्थिरम्
अभ्यासयोगेन ततो
अभ्यासयोगेन ततो अभ्यासयोगेन ततो अभ्यासयोगेन ततो
मामिच्छाप्तुं धनञ्जय
मामिच्छाप्तुं धनञ्जय मामिच्छाप्तुं धनञ्जय
I'll tell the whole verse. Atachittam samadatum nasaknoshi mai stiram abhyasa yogena tato mamichhaptum dhananjaya
Atachittam samadatum nasaknoshi mai stiram abhyasa yogena tato mamichhaptum dhananjaya
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
My dear Arjuna,
O winner of wealth,
if you cannot
fix your mind
upon me
without deviation,
then follow the
regulative principles
of Bhakti Yoga.
In this way,
develop
a desire
to attain me.
See, basically in the previous verse we saw that Krishna is saying that maye vamana adatsva, that is fix your mind and intelligence in me. That is how can you do that? For that Krishna says in the 9th chapter manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru, that is always think of me. This way your mind will be thinking of Krishna instead of any TV serial or some cartoon or something. This way you'll think of Krishna. See, even you can experiment for some time. For this whole year, if you just try to think Krishna's pastimes, try to see Krishna's pictures, and you know, this way if you're involved, you see after this whole year, you will be more intelligent. You will concentrate more in your study. You will understand very fast whatever your teacher speaks in your school. Okay? So, manmana bha madbhakto, that is, he says, you think of me, you offer obeisances to me, you chant my names, and then like that he was saying in the 8th verse. Now here is saying, my dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, O winner of wealth. Here see, you see the word dhananjaya, Dhananjaya is one of the names of Arjuna. His name, the meaning of that is winner of wealth. Once Yudhishthir Maharaj, the elder brother of Arjuna, he wanted to do Rajasuya Yajna. So for the Rajasuya Yajna, what he did is, they want lot of money for that Yajna. So he sent his brothers Arjuna and Bhima in different places around the whole world to bring money. So Arjuna, he went and defeated all the kings, most of the kings in battle with his archery. And when you lose, you have to give some money, no? Something you have to give as this thing. So this way, he is the winner of wealth. So he got money from all the kings in the whole universe. So that is why his name came to be known as Dhananjaya. Now Arjuna, I'll just continue this pastime because I want to link this with the qualities of Krishna. Just now we told about the qualities of Krishna in Daksha's prayers, isn't it? So in this, I'll just tell you one quality in Rajasuya Yajna. When the Rajasuya Yajna was performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj, Arjuna got all the wealth, isn't it? Then what happened? Each one had one seva. Like some big festival is there, everyone has to do some service, no? So then Arjuna was doing some service, Draupadi was doing some service, then Nakula had one service, Sahadev had one service, Bhima had one service. So everybody had one service. You know what? Even Krishna did one service. And you know what was that? He stood at the chappal stand. And whoever came, and to the Rajasuya Yajna, all the sages around the whole world, all the sages, whole worlds from the spiritual world, everybody, all the sages, it's a big list is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, how many people came to the Rajasuya Yajna. And all those people, when they will come with their slippers, no? Krishna, he stood at the chappal stand and he was taking all the slippers and keeping in the chappal stand. So this is how humble and gentle Krishna is. Although he is a supreme personality of Godhead. And not only that, he washed all their feet. He washed everyone's feet, not fast. He washed very nicely all of their feet and he took the water and he sprinkled on his head. So this is how Krishna, this is one quality of Krishna. Like that he has unlimited qualities of Krishna. So Krishna, so this was about Dhananjaya. Let me further continue. And if you cannot fix your mind upon me, but for us, what is the problem? Attraction is TV, isn't it? TV is so attractive. And then cinemas are so attractive, games are so attractive, cartoons are so attractive. So all those things are so attractive. They are pulling us away from Krishna. So it is difficult for us to practice. You know what? There are Uttama Bhaktas. That is topmost devotees. I'll tell one example of a devotee. There was this devotee called Jagannath Das Babaji. And he one person came to him and said, can you do some magic? You are a great Babaji, no? You are a great saint, no? Can you do a, let me tell, what was his name? Jagannath Das Babaji. Hare Krishna. So they asked, can you do a magic? So then Jagannath Das Babaji said, I cannot do any magic. And suddenly, in front of that person, he took one broom. You know, jhadu? He took a broom and he started eating like this on the floor. There was nothing over there. He was just sitting on the floor. So this man thought, what is this? I asked him whether he can do magic and he is hitting on the floor with the broom. For some time he was continuously hitting on the floor. Then after that, what happened? There was, after that he stopped. So then this person asked him, what you are doing? And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was in Navadvip, in Mayapur. That is in Bengal. And you know what he said? In Vrindavan, in the Bhajan Kutir of Lokanath Goswami, outside there is tulsi pot, and the tulsi pot, a goat is coming and eating the tulsi leaves. Are you able to follow what I am saying? Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is in Bengal, and Vrindavan is in Delhi. It's near Delhi. That far it is. And in Vrindavan, in Lokanath Das Goswami's Maharaj's Kutir outside, Bhajan Kutir, outside, in the tulsi pot, a goat is coming and eating the tulsi. So I am trying to push that goat. And that goat went away. And this person, he wanted to confirm whether what he said was true. He immediately sent a telegram to Vrindavan to find out whether it was true. He said, yes, sometime back a goat was there and that goat went away after some time. So this is a highest platform of bhakti. You are so much engrossed in Krishna, you cannot see anything else. Is this not a magic? And the best magic, you know who did? Srila Prabhupada. He transformed all Americans, Germanies, Russians, Germanies and Australians, everybody, Chinese, into Maharajas. Pure devotees. That is the greatest magic Prabhupada has done. So, but if we see, we all are not in that platform of doing so much bhakti. For us, even coming for 10 o'clock class is also so difficult. Some people sleep till 10 o'clock. So, what we have to do is follow the regulative principles. What are the regulative principles? In the temple, Srila Prabhupada has laid that principles. All the devotees in the temple, they get up at 3:30 in the morning. And they take bath in cold water. Even in winter, even in summer, any time, rainy season, whatever time, they take bath in cold water. And then, and they don't, and one bathroom is shared by 10-20 people. It is not that they have, and they wash their own clothes. They wash their own clothes, they only cook, they only do everything. Then after that, they come for 4:30 for Mangalarti. Then after that, japa session is, they chant 16 rounds every day. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, full, with full devotion. Then after that, Darshanarti at 7:15. Then Srimad Bhagavadam lecture. Every day they hear Bhagavadam. Then after that, they don't sleep. They will go to do many services for the temple. Someone will go to collect money for the temple. Someone will see the accounts of the temple. Someone will go and preach outside. Somebody will go to a school to preach. Somebody will go to a college to preach about Krishna. And then in the afternoon, Rajbhog Arti is there in the evening. So continuous, and in the evening, every day they hear Bhagavad Gita. This is how you lead a perfect life, according to regulative principles of scriptures. So if you are not able to be in the platform of that devotees like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, or there is another Maharaj, this thing, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, another topmost devotee. You know what he used to do? He used to offer 2000 obeisances to devotees every day. You know obeisances means what?
Yes.
Complete Dandavat Pranam you should do. Not like this. Okay? Complete, fall down in front of Krishna. Like that, like a danda. If you catch a stick and you put it down, how it falls completely and in front of Krishna, no? Like that, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, any Vaishnava you would see, he say, are ye aagya ho, ye kya idhar aagya. We don't respect any of us, isn't it? But Raghunath Dasa Goswami is to respect everybody. If anyone is chanting the name of Krishna, he is a Vaishnava. So, he is to offer obeisance, 2000 obeisances to Vaishnavas, 1000 obeisances to Radha Krishna every day. And he used to chant the names of Krishna 22 hours every day. And you know what he used to eat? Once in 2 or 3 days, he will drink 1 cup of buttermilk. You know what is buttermilk? Chas. Once in 3 days, he will drink. And while drinking that also, he will feel, oh, I am wasting my time. I am not thinking of Krishna at this time. So these are topmost level of devotees. Very, 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 very high level. Topmost level of devotees. But we are not in that platform. But what we should do is, we should at least chant the names of Krishna every day. Make it a habit that without chanting, I am not going to eat. Understood? So this way you should. And when you dedicate your lives to Krishna like that, then Krishna reciprocates more and more with you. You become a friend of Krishna. Okay? So this is the meaning of this.